Prisoner advocates in Victoria are looking across the Tasman for inspiration on ways to improve conditions in youth detention. A team from Jesuit Social Services recently visited one of New Zealand's four youth justice residents that hold 14 to 16-year-olds who are serving time or are waiting to appear in court. Damien Carrick has more.
Pauline, is it?
Yes, it is, Paula. Come on through and we'll start you up on some health and safety induction so you can see the site.
Thank you. And we're going through a locked door.
Come on through. This is our training room. So we'll be using here to do some induction around health and safety, because this is an unpredictable and at times volatile environment.
That unpredictable and volatile environment is the Korowai Manaaki Youth Detention Centre on Auckland's south side. Once inside the centre, which has 46 beds, I meet a young detainee. His story is similar to those of incarcerated youth in Australia.
I've almost been here, so after next week I've been here for 13 months.
Why are you here? What was your offending?
It's GBH, grievous bodily harm, assault with intent to rob, and aggravated robbery. Yeah.
And how old were you when you first got into trouble with the law?
I think I was 12 years old. I started off at shoplifting, moved up to stealing cars, then started robbing shops, and it just escalated from there.
So how old were you when you first came here?
I was 13 and a half years old.
It's a tough way to spend your teenage years.
Yeah, I didn't really get the picture until this time. So there was all of the staff were telling me that there was a better way to live life. Life is too short to be doing stuff that shouldn't be done.
Daniel Clements works with Jesuit Social Services, an Australian organisation that works with young people caught up in the criminal justice system. Daniel and some of his colleagues recently visited Korowai Manaaki.
I guess the first thing is that there's a very strong sense, and we felt this when we're in conversation with staff, around the importance of a relationship with young people and the importance of actually engaging with them and a sense of sort of dynamic security, if you like. So there wasn't a sense of security emergency response teams presence there. There wasn't a sense of uniform. It didn't feel so much like a prison-like facility, which increasingly is what we have here in Victoria. And what we've seen incrementally shift in Victoria is, I guess, a move towards more prison-like facilities. And our view is that if you create prison-like facilities, then you'll often end up with prison-like behaviours.
This is still very much a youth detention centre.
Yep.
It looks and feels a bit like a prison.
It does, but the units are smaller. So their approach is they generally have no more than eight. Well, they're set up for between 8 to 10. I think the maximum that we were aware of was 12 young people in one of the units. But the unit's very different, and notably of difference was in each unit was a classroom. So education is a key priority within those units. There are two teachers who come on a daily basis into those units. They then, together with the unit staff, work with young people in those centres to support their education. And that's a very different approach to what we have here.
What do we have here in Victoria?
It was a wonderful initiative, the initiative of Parkville College, to support young people engage regularly 6 days a week in education. But it's fundamentally another part of the building. So it requires movement. So that requires staff to actually support young people and accompany them to the college. Because of some of the challenges we've had in Victoria with staffing shortages, that means that young people just don't get the same sort of access.
Same sorts of access because of what? Security reasons, they're not being moved around.
Because of security reasons within the precinct, it means that they've had to have, because of staffing shortages, sometimes rotating lockdowns, and they've just meant that you haven't been able to have the same sort of fluid movement that we saw in New Zealand.
That's Daniel Clements, who works with Jesuit Social Services, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about the Korowai Manaaki Youth Detention Centre on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 with Damien right here on RN. Or, of course, it's available as a podcast anytime on the ABC Listen app.